This is Ozarks at Large for a Friday the 13th, but our good luck is that Michael Tilley, the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com, is with us from Fort Smith. Let's try to get into some of the things that happened in the past 7 days. Let's start with Tyson and their attempted acquisition of Hillshire.
Yeah, this is a big deal. I mean, it's $8.5 billion. Tyson got into it, and it happened quickly. This is typically the take a while, but back and forth with Pilgrim's Pride. They bid up Hillshire Brands, which, you know, makes Jimmy Dean sausages, all the Hillshire brand deli meats, a lot of different things you probably don't realize they make. But, you know, they bid this up from around $5.5 billion up to $8.5 billion, and Tyson has won the deal. The only thing the main thing that could block this is prior to this, Hillshire Brands had offered $4.3 billion to buy Pinnacle Foods, another smaller food company. But, you know, this would, if it came together, would create almost a $40 billion company for Tyson. It probably would. And as they grow, it would probably go over $40 to $45 billion in annual sales, which is huge. And it would vault them up into the number two position in terms of market share for these brands, for some of these, for this, that category. And interestingly enough, make it one of Walmart's bigger vendors right in their own backyard. But this is it was a 70% premium increase for investors. A lot of them, we've talked to a lot of analysts and read a lot of analyst reports. I think the majority consensus is that Tyson paid too much. Probably take them 3 to 5 years to cycle this through and really see the benefits. Some have likened it to Tyson's acquisition of IBT, which caused the company to struggle for a few years. I don't think it's going to be that bad, but this is huge, huge for Northwest Arkansas. And we haven't even talked to Tyson yet about what kind of people it brought to the Northwest Arkansas area, or if it will expand the Tyson campus, corporate campus, but big deal. And one last thing on this, Kyle, is that, you know, Donnie Smith and his crew, a lot of folks, if it hadn't been for the past 3 to 4 years of them getting Tyson back on its feet financially, the company would not have been able to win this bid for Hillshire Brands. So kudos to them for being able to get their financial legs under it and making this happen. And now it's going to be one of those deals that's like the dog that catches the car. You know, now what do you do with it? So, well, that'll be the question.
Well, I'm going to ask for a little bit of perspective here, because I know we're talking Fortune 500 companies, and they deal in a realm that most of us will never understand. But $8.5 billion, that is, even for a Fortune 500 company, that's a lot of money, right?
Yeah, it's a lot of money, and it will be the biggest brand deal in that category history. You know, and another way to look at $8.5 billion, now, Tyson made around $36 billion last year. So that's a big chunk of 1 year of earnings. And, you know, Tyson has a history of giving a lot of that back in share buybacks, and or at least recent history, in dividends. So, you know, the shareholders are going to have to be patient also with this, because this could suck up some money that they may have typically got in share buybacks and dividends.
If you watch the Fort Smith City Director's agenda, and you've been watching for the past couple of weeks, you've seen some changes. First, there was going to be a resolution that would have directed the city to hire an auditor to look into the billings of the city's law firm, Daly & Woods. Now, that's not going to happen. That's off the agenda.
No, and how we got here, Kyle, was Little Rock attorney Matt Campbell found what he claims are discrepancies, and he outlined in several stories on his website, the Blue Hog Report, several discrepancies in how the city's legal firm that they contract with, which is Daly & Woods, their billing, what they reported to the city in terms of their activity and what they did, and that primarily involved phone calls. Essentially, Daly & Woods said they made a certain number of phone calls to Matt Campbell related to certain issues. Matt claims those calls were never made. Matt's allegations suggest that Daly & Woods is pumping up their billing. And there for years have been questions about the relationship with the legal firm, and why don't we have it in-house? a majority of cities, large cities in Arkansas, have an in-house attorney or two. I think Fort Smith, of the larger cities, is the only one that doesn't. So this kind of pushed the issue. For whatever reason, the Fort Smith Board of Directors and the Fort Smith City Administration have been dismissive of Matt Campbell. They've essentially said, well, he's a lawyer. He's suing the city, which he is. He's suing some former police officers and other folks in a lawsuit against the police department. But Matt's been doing well with those lawsuits. He didn't really need any help. And the other thing to remember about Matt Campbell is, if you remember what happened to Lieutenant Governor Mark Dar, it was found out that he was fudging on his numbers and using his lieutenant governor's budget wrong. Well, Matt was the one to discover that and push that. Everyone initially, including Mark Dar, Lieutenant Governor Mark Dar, initially dismissed Matt Campbell. Well, Dar eventually had to resign, and he could still face some legal issues. I think Judge Maggio down in Central Arkansas.
That's right.
So Matt, whether you like him or not, whether you like his allegations or not, and that's the perspective that we just have to look at it on a factual basis, he's had a heck of a history in terms of success on finding out these things and then pushing them. So it's very interesting, the city's angle on this, by just dismissing any effort by a couple of board members to look further into this and to review the relationship going forward. So it certainly causes one to wonder why they're so dismissive of this idea. So we're going to watch it closely and keep asking some questions.
A change for Fort Smith last Saturday, something that we have talked about since you and I have been doing these conversations, the 188th.
Yes, the last of the two warplanes, they had the A-10 Warthogs, and we learned last summer that they were going to lose them and their mission was going to change to this intelligence, recon and surveillance. So Saturday, the last two A-10s flew out, and there was a huge ceremony. It was a conversion day ceremony, which they essentially converted from their fighter mission to their recon mission. But, it was still, we've had a year or more to know that these A-10s are going out. But I got to tell you, Kyle, there's a little lump in the throat seeing those last two tackle off the runway and head east over to Georgia. It was a little bit, it wasn't pleasant, even though the military had just, an hour before talked about all the great things that are going to happen to their new mission. But, we're not going to hear that roar of those military. Well, the next military jet you see flying over Fort Smith, it won't be an A-10. Or it won't be a 188th plane, unfortunately. But they do have the new mission. They're still going to keep, around 900 folks training here. They're going to invest close to $13 million in what's called an intelligence kind of center for this new defense program. So maybe the good that'll come out of this, it'll put us on the map, because, this intelligence is using these remotely piloted aircraft for this intelligence recon mission, that is a growing part of the military and will be a growth part of the military on into the future. So maybe I'm hopeful that it'll lead to, putting Fort Smith on the map, so to speak, in terms of being part of that growing defense mission.
Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com. He joins me most Fridays. Michael, thank you.
You are welcome. Have a good weekend, despite the 13th and the moon and all that other good stuff.
Right. Just stay careful, I think, is what you're saying.
Yes, sir.